American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. A massive crowd, more than 90,000 people, gathered to remember Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk in Glendale, Arizona yesterday. It was one of the largest turnouts ever for a private citizen. Faith leaders and friends of Charlie Kirk came together, as well as his widow, Erica Kirk, who remembered her husband's legacy and revealed her thoughts about his assassin.
My husband, Charlie, he wanted to save young men just like the one who took his life. That young man. On the cross, our Savior said, "Father, forgive them, for they not know what they do." That young man, I forgive him.
President Trump then took the stage to honor Charlie's legacy, hailing the Turning Point USA founder as one of the brightest lights of our times.
America is a nation in grief, a nation in shock, and a nation in mourning. Less than 2 weeks ago, our country was robbed of one of the brightest lights of our times, a giant of his generation, and above all, a devoted husband, father, son, Christian, and patriot. Charles James Kirk was heinously murdered by a radicalized, cold-blooded monster for speaking the truth that was in his heart. He was violently killed because he spoke for freedom and justice, for God, country, for reason, and for common sense.
But Democrats voted against a resolution to honor Charlie Kirk. For Texas Representative Jasmine Crockett, it was time, once again, to play the race card.
The rhetoric that Charlie Kirk continuously put out there was rhetoric that specifically targeted people of color.
But Fox News contributor Hugh Hewitt says Crockett apparently missed Turning Point USA's Black Leadership Summit, other outreach to the black community, and from Charlie Kirk himself.
She missed a lot. He didn't have a racist bone in his heart. He spoke about issues of race when they came up in the national conversation with great care and concern for listeners everywhere. So it's objectively not true. Again, I think this is going to be putting Congresswoman Crockett opposite 90% of America.
Texas has a new law to curb the amount of abortion pills coming into the state, but at least one provider plans to keep shipping them there. Chris Woodward has more.
Angel Foster runs Massachusetts-based The MAP. It prescribes the regimen of pills to women in every state, and Foster told the Associated Press that her organization will keep sending pills to women in Texas, as it has about 10,000 times in the past 2 years. Amy O'Donnell of Texas Alliance for Life.
It's very disheartening to hear that somebody would so flagrantly plan to violate our laws that are in place to protect women and babies in Texas. And if she is in some way bragging by saying that she has done this tens of thousands of times, I believe you said, that's countless women that have been harmed because of her flippantly ignoring our laws. And the reality is that chemical abortion drugs harm women.
O'Donnell says pro-lifers need to be engaged in talking to people about abortion. Stephen Ertelt, editor of Life News, agrees.
We need to reach out to people because abortions are still happening. There are babies that are still dying. There are still women in need who need to hear a pro-life gospel message telling them that there are better alternatives, there are better options for their life, for their child. And so people need to step up, volunteer, donate, share the message, do what they can do to make a difference.
I'm Chris Woodward.
American Family News is available online at AFN.net. And download the AFN mobile app for your Apple or Android device. I'm Rusty Pugh.